Detroit would like you to give it a second look. Detroit knows it's the punchline of jokes, and also that the city filed for bankruptcy. But Detroit has emerged from that, and a new generation of artists, craftspeople, and manufacturers is stepping forward. NPR's Michelle Martin is heading to Detroit next week to find out more about them.
For decades, when most Americans thought about Detroit, they probably thought about the auto industry or maybe the music of Aretha or Smokey or Diana Ross and the Supremes. Ahead of my trip to the Motor City, I wanted to know what's next. So I'm joined now by someone whose life and work has been focused on moving the city forward. Sue Mosey, also known unofficially as the mayor of Midtown, is the executive director of the nonprofit Midtown Detroit, Inc. That's a post she's held for 27 years. That organization has helped plan and motivate development in the Midtown neighborhood. She told me that she believes the worst is definitely over for Detroit. She started by giving some examples of how the city is turning around.
You know, there's a lot of interesting repurposing of land going on here. And one of the initiatives last year was a man's idea for, you know, taking a huge, massive vacant acreage within the city and actually creating a beautiful new tree farm. There's other parts of the city that have also experienced tremendous disinvestment where just by pure grit and passion, people have staked claim to these neighborhoods, have created all sorts of wonderful arts uses, done everything from little Airbnbs to small outdoor theater operations, just as a way to sort of take these available, interesting landscapes and creating something really of value for the community.
What do you think is the critical factor for a lot of the artists and the craftspeople and the manufacturers who have been coming back or revitalizing their businesses? Is it the space? Is it the affordability of the space?
I think that's definitely one of the factors. I mean, we're working with a local set of designers right now who are trying to put together a small garment district here for just the reasons you've mentioned, that there are seamstresses here and they're, you know, people know how to produce things here. But, you know, they're struggling too. It's still a challenge, I think, to find the right property in the right location that can work for setting up one of these new industries. So we're seeing many of them settle in, and I think the level of interest is high for this kind of activity here.
What about the relationships between the people who stayed and the people who are just now coming? You know, are there feelings, even, you know, perhaps a little resentment?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's a very topical issue now in Detroit as to how you really can have people work together side by side who are part of a rebuild of a new economy, along with people who've been here who really have never been an active part of the economy. And
what's the divide, though? Is it between newcomers and old timers, or is it between people with different levels of education? Is it the idea that the new folks perhaps have more education, or is it race?
I think it's part of all of those dynamics that are at work in this city. Part of it is because the city has been so challenged for so long. We've lost a lot of population. Some of that population now is actually returning to the city, so you have that dynamic. Then you have others that, like I said, really haven't had the opportunity to participate in sort of the rebirth. You know, jobs remain a really significant problem here, the lack of jobs for many Detroiters, although there's a lot more emphasis, I think, with this administration to look at every way to benefit the Detroiters that have been here or that have recently relocated here.
As I said at the beginning of our conversation, when most people think of Detroit, they probably think of the automobile and everything that's meant to American life. You know, in the next century, what do you think Detroit's legacy will be?
Well, I don't know about the whole century. Clearly, autos are still a big player here and going to continue to be. But in the city itself, arts, craft production. And then I think just the retail and the restaurants, lots of those folks are returning. You know, all of that, I think, bodes well for the city over the longer term.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it for myself. Sue Mosey is the executive director of Midtown Detroit, Inc. That's a post she's held for 27 years. Sue, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.